Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Verona Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district. Hello, Dr. Clarity.
Hey, Marcy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderbloom. Today we're hearing from Rita Mortensen and Reese Manning. Ms. Mortensen is an educational technology coach at Verona Area High School, and Reese is a VAHS student. It's a special week this week for VASD. It's homecoming. Both Ms. Mortensen and Reese have been heavily involved in planning for homecoming. Let's hear all about it.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here.
Excellent. You just heard from the great Rita Mortensen, everything to everybody in the Verona Area School District. And we have sophomore extraordinaire, Ms. Reese Manning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to be here.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. We're excited. Guess what, folks? It's homecoming week.
Yeah. Yes. Best week of the year.
Best week of the year. So we're going to jump right in so they can hear from the talent that we have in the room. And the biggest thing that we want to get across to our public is people always see the final product of homecoming, but there's months and maybe a full year worth of planning that goes behind the scenes. Tell us just a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes to that phenomenal product that our community gets to see for homecoming.
Sure. And you're actually right. It does begin months in advance. I generally start in the summer working with the city of Verona and getting the parade permits as well as the liability insurance waivers set. I mean, I know not the funnest part of the homecoming, but definitely something that's always on my calendar. And so that happens generally in July or August. And then obviously bringing in the student perspective, I mean, they are the key and the heart of the school. So bringing in their voice in late August, early September, to start with a lot of the other details, start planning for the dress-up days, the homecoming dance, the theme, everything like that.
Yeah, like this year was my first year on student council, and so Ms. Mortensen has definitely involved us in helping plan everything, and I had no idea that so much went into it. Last year I just showed up to the dance. I was like, wow, this is nice. But there's so much behind the scenes. We've helped with like picking out food for the dance, picking out a theme, picking out dress-up days, helping pick out like where what we want there, all the activities, and just and the movie for movie night. So it's just a lot. There's a lot that we've had to like get even our whole school involved with as well.
And one thing that I'm really super appreciative about, in addition to Reese and all the other people that have been helping, they're really very inclusive. So we did a student survey for a lot of different things, and they really took this role to heart. And I'm just so proud of the work they've done. You know, homecoming week is usually one of the biggest events of the year, and since it happens so early on, we want everybody to feel included and to feel welcome. And for many of our incoming freshmen, it is their very first big dance. Mm-hmm. So special thanks to Reese and her friends who really took the lead on a lot of the different things.
Yes. Excellent. So we know homecoming means a tremendous amount to our community and our students that are currently here, our staff that are currently here, but also means a lot to our alumni. You know, that's the kind of the one time of year. It's what homecoming means. It's time to come home and celebrate everything that is the Verona Area School District. So what message would you have to our alumni about homecoming and a little preview of what to expect this year?
Definitely. Well, we absolutely value and welcome all of our alumni. It's just so fun and special to see our former grads coming back. You know, whether it's at the parade, I see a lot of families at the parade. Now a lot of former students have kids in the parade or kids in the district. And so when you hear them shout out your name or shout out, all right, Verona, Verona Area, you know, when they're in the parade, that's really very special. And to make sure that they know that Verona Area High School is always a home for them and our district is always a home for them, that's really cool too.
Yeah, it just gains a lot of community feel from like everyone. We're all coming together to celebrate this town, and it's really nice.
Excellent. So, Reese, you're right there in the school as a student, as a student leader, and you've been identified as such, and you're performing as a leader. So what does that mean for you and your trajectory to be identified already as a sophomore as one of those key leaders within the Verona Area High School, and what does that mean for your future?
Well, I definitely want to I mean, continue to try my best to be a leader at the school. I'm doing student council now. I didn't even know that that's something I'd be interested in, but now this year I'm doing it with all my friends. It's very fun. I want to continue to do it, continue to stay in all the clubs, gain leadership roles in every club I do, you know, volunteer, and then also just help kind of bring other students in with me, you know. I feel like I've taken on a big role of, like, getting to know a lot of the freshmen this year, and I definitely think a lot of them are always like, hey, Reese, in the halls, and it's just nice because I kind of give them someone that they know to, like, follow in my footsteps, like, do all the clubs that I do the things, like, I try to get them involved, because I know when I was a freshman, I was terrified of all the older kids, so I try my best to be a leader and, like, help kind of show them all this fun stuff that our school has and stuff like that, and continue to do that all throughout my years.
Excellent.
And I will say, Reese and the other student leaders, they've really done a phenomenal job, even with, you know, time management. There are many times I text or email them and have questions for them about the colors of the balloons or now the photo booth strip, what do we want on it? And they're always very responsive and very responsible. And they've even joined Zooms with adult leaders to help for decorating. So they definitely have a voice, and they definitely are not afraid to interact and share their ideas and opinions. And anybody that I've come across this year for homecoming has really felt that this is really special, that you guys are really doing a really great job.
Excellent. So one of the things that's so unique about the Verona School District is that no matter which building that you're in, everybody's a Wildcat. You know, that we have one mascot, one tradition, and that's us as the Wildcats. We don't have the Panthers over here, mm-hmm. and the Pandas over there, and the Cougars over on across town. Right.
There's no East and West.
We're all Wildcats, and every day is a great day to be a Wildcat. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about just our dress-up days and those things that everyone in our district can participate with because everybody's a Wildcat, tell me about the dress-up days this year. How were those chosen, and what should we be able to see Monday through Friday?
With the dress-up days, we definitely wanted to get a lot of the student body involved because, you know, more people do it if they actually enjoy what the dress-ups are. So we went on Pinterest, Safari, you know, searched up a ton of ideas, made a huge list, and then we sent it out. We picked, like, top five, and then we had the student body vote. So that way, you know, it's all stuff that people want to be, you know, doing with us, and, like, because it's more fun when everyone dresses up. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, today is PJ Day, Monday, and I saw a tremendous amount of PJs, mm-hmm. which I was so excited about because, you know, it's like, oh, that paid off because we worked so hard to pick one that, you know, we're trying to make everyone happy, you know, get all the fun dress-ups. And then Tuesday, we're having Surfers versus Bikers, kind of a West Side Story theme if you've watched that movie. Wednesday is Pink Out, which we did last year as well, very popular. Because who doesn't have pink? It's awesome. And then Thursday and Friday are something that we kind of, that's like part of Verona tradition, is that we always do class colors on Thursday. Seniors wear white, juniors wear blue, sophomores wear red, and freshmen wear green. And that's kind of always been a tradition. It's fun because then you can see, you know, how you grow and change, your colors change. And then Friday is Wildcat Spirit. And that one everyone does, yeah. Because that's the fun. The Friday, mm-hmm. my opinion, is such a fun day for me every year.
Absolutely.
And I will say a shout out to the elementary and middle schools. They mm-hmm. actually contacted us even before we had the dress-up days picked, and they wanted to know what the dress-up days were so they could share it with families and with the classes and stuff. So yes. When you mention it's a whole community event and a whole district, it really is.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, big secret. He's like, well, it's PJ Day, and he's got a suit on. These are my PJs. Really?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I was telling you, this is the way it goes all the time. So, no matter what I own, they just all kind of look like a suit.
He's always in a suit.
Always in a suit.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a little brother who is in middle school, and it's so nice to see how excited he gets to do the dress up days mm-hmm. too, and how, like, it's just like he said, like, it's Verona pride, and it's just nice to see everyone kind of come together, no matter if you're in high school, middle school, elementary school even. Everyone gets excited, and it's a fun week for mm-hmm. everyone.
And I can't tell you how many staff approached me today yeah. about Thursday. They want Thursday, since they don't technically have a color yeah. like green, red, and blue, and white. They wanted Thursday to be high school or college. Wear your apparel from your high school or college, because that way we can get to know each other more on that level and have a conversation about what school you went to, or out of state, in state, out of country, in country. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really cool. So.
All right. So I can wear my Whitewater Warhawk gear?
Yeah. Wear it.
Excellent.
That'll be fun.
So homecoming is full of legal and safe activities that we want to make sure that everyone has a chance to participate in. From our student perspective and also from the staff perspective, what are some of those popular events that we can enjoy this week?
Well, the parade, definitely. The parade happens to be on Friday the 13th. So the parade, and you know, I just went through the parade order, the sign up before coming here, and we have over 1,200 students in the parade.
Wow.
We have 37 entries, and when you consider that amount of students that are so excited to be in a parade, they might not have ever had an opportunity to be in any kind of parade. So that's really, really cool. And to see the alumni and the staff line the streets around the high school this year for our new route, I think that's just going to be super, super special. So the parade, I know, is a big one. What do you think, Reese?
I 100% agree. The parade is so fun. And it's so much fun to see all the little kids go to the parade. You know, they get so excited. And it's just, like, going to continue. That helps spread the community bond, like, even farther. But I also, I'm a big fan. There's a movie night on Wednesday, 7 to 9 on October 11th. We're watching Cars, so definitely be there. It just was so fun last year because I just saw so many people I know. I was, like, walking around the whole time. And, like, they played the movie so loud that you can talk and also watch it, which was nice. So that was really fun. And then, obviously, the football game is a must. Everyone goes. I've never seen the student section so full than I have at a homecoming game.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. And then, obviously, the dance is kind of what everything leads up to. The dance is very fun. And even just the excitement for the dance is one of my favorite things, too.
And a theme this year?
The theme is Haunted Hogo.
Queuing in our Friday the 13th, gotta stay on that spooky theme.
And, you know, speaking of movie night, when we talk about the planning that goes into homecoming, shout out to our custodial and maintenance staff.
Yes.
Actually, early on, I have to reserve the baseball field because that's where the movie's shown. And we have to make sure that the sprinklers aren't on and that the field hasn't been sprayed the morning of or anything like that. So they do a phenomenal job. And then a couple custodians, maintenance people help me hang the big tarp that we show the movie on. And of course, Andrew Paul is our DJ for the movie, as well as the pep assembly. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be dark this year by 6:35, you guys. So it'll be plenty dark for that movie.
I forgot about the pep assembly. That's another... there's so many fun things. I can't even...
Yeah, go ahead and share about the pep assembly.
Well, the pep assembly is on Friday at 2:30. And it's so much fun because it's like right before the football game. So everyone's kind of getting excited right before the parade. Fun little way to end the school day, school week. And it's just like every class competes. We do the roller coaster competition. There's dancing. There's a dance team and football player. Like they do a group dance with the boys and the girls, which is always funny to watch. There's just so much fun stuff in it, and it's like my favorite thing ever.
And could I share one more thing about the dance? I know the dance is obviously super duper important. A big shout out to our families here in our community. Mm. We had, and I actually jotted this down, we actually had 314 spots for families to contribute, like Gatorade, water, snacks, candy, kind of going along with the Haunted Hoko theme. We have enough for like over 1,500 bags of chips or cookies. We have like 1,600 drinks, Gatorade, bubbler, everything like that. So all of the food and snacks are free. We actually have a coffee truck coming this year, and that is not free, but all of the food, the snacks, the treats, the candy. And we have 27 parent volunteers that are coming in to help decorate on Saturday morning from 8 to 11, as well as, Reese, you said how many students?
Yeah, and we have a ton of students. It was over 100, I think, that signed up in student council because they all were interested and they all wanted to help. And it's just it'll be fun to see everyone, you know, before homecoming too and just help set up. And I also helped Ms. Morrison pick out all of our decor, and I'm very excited to put all that stuff where it goes and make it so haunted.
So I heard a lot of sugar and caffeine.
Yes, I was chatting with Reese on the drive over, and for some reason there was one drink that people are not signing up for. And I said, I think it has a high volume of caffeine in it. Maybe families don't want that after caffeine, going to like 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning.
That will last a while.
So
we'll have some nice healthy options.
Yes, but we also understand,
you know, our students want to stay a little more awake, but we'll be safe at the same time. We don't want heart rates up too high out there.
No. The dancing and the sugar, good combination.
And the dance, I forgot to mention this, and Reese knows about this too, but new this year, we're bringing in 2 caricature artists. We have a 360 photo machine. We have a printed photo strip, as well as an awesome DJ.
Yes.
But we're really trying to be really responsive and reflective of what students are interested in. Not everybody is coming to listen to really loud, great music in the field house. In fact, many just like to socialize and sit on the social stairs. So in noticing this and in talking with other students, we want to have other options where students feel like they can come and have a really nice, fun social event and not necessarily be in the field house for the full 3 hours dancing.
Yes, for sure.
So we know this is a community event as well. We want to make sure that we market it out there for everyone. Yeah. Prior to the dance, you know, the students are usually out taking pictures and doing dinners and things like that. Where are the hot spots for picture takes, and where's the dinner spot?
Well, my friends and I, we go downtown, or we're going downtown, you know, by the lake, downtown Madison. And let's just say we saw a lot of groups there last year, so that's pretty popular spot. And then also Epic, you know, support Verona. Epic's got great backdrops and pictures. Yeah, I mean, last year we literally just took pictures at someone's house, which also works. But yeah, again, in my opinion, like, the stuff leading up to the dance is just as fun. Like, dinner with your friends, pictures with your friends, like, whatever it may be. And then you go to the dance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you doing an after dance again?
We're not having an after dance. That's for the spring and prom. It's the kids are going to have a great time from 7 to 10.
Excellent. So a lot of excitement going on here, but we want to make sure that, first, I'm going to assume that everyone's going to listen to In the Loop with the Soup, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to get this out soon so we can market this out for this week to make sure everybody gets excited. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in every household, but just in case that we want to make sure that they have another resource to get to know all these spaces, give us a breakdown of the week with our pep assembly, our parade, and our football game. What are the times and places that we have?
Sure. So the first event that's open to any Verona area high school student is Wednesday, October 11th. They can enter at the baseball field starting at 6:30. So we're going to have music going from 6:30 to 7. And then the movie, which is Cars, voted on by the students.
That one was popular. Yeah. Everyone was happy about that one.
You can't go wrong with Cars.
No, exactly. No. And so that's the movie's going to be from 7 to 9. And then the other big festivities, in addition to dress-up days, are the pep assembly on Friday. The pep assembly, anybody that has a performer in the pep assembly, if they're a family member, they're able to come and watch it. Unfortunately, the pep assembly is not open to the entire public, but if you do have a student performer, cheer team, dance team, I believe Latinx group students, national anthem singers, and so forth, they're able to come. And then the parade, we hope everybody lines both sides around the high school. The parade starts at 4:15 on Friday, and you can start coming in at 4 or even before. We've shared via Zoom with all the parade goers the map of where to park. We think we have a really solid plan on where you can park. And then obviously the football game.
Yeah, and also about the parade, like, this year we're changing, we're going around the high school as our route, which I wanted to just make sure people knew, because last year we didn't do that. And then, the football game is Friday, also after the parade, 7 p.m. against Madison West at the football stadium. It normally is very full, so, you know, it's after the parade, come whenever you can. And then the dance is the next day, 7 to 10. And we have a lot of volunteers coming in at 8, I think it's like 8 to 11, right?
Yes.
8 to 11, Saturday the 14th, helping decorate and stuff. And then, that's kind of...
There's cleanup on Sunday.
As if you think about the... and thank you for mentioning the adjustment to the parade route, which, we have a great partnership with our community partners, the Verona Police Department, and they, like us, want to make sure our students and participants and all the spectators are super safe. And the adjustment was really that collaborative partnership to make sure that we could have a safe, secure route that could be managed properly with support services, and also Verona's getting bigger. We have some new businesses in the area, and we can't block off all the streets and keep our businesses from having their customers coming in on it. We want to make sure that we're great partners that way. So I think it was a great understanding of making sure that we still want to hold on to our tradition of a dynamic parade, while also making sure that we were safe and secure, and our businesses could get the business that they deserve during that time as well. You know, we're growing. We're getting big fast, and those accommodations were necessary but appropriate. And we appreciate this team for working with our police department to get a nice, secure. It's gonna be a great route.
It's gonna be an excellent route. It's 1.24 miles. Wow. I walked it a couple weeks ago, and it's about a 35-minute walk, and it's really, really nice. And you know, when you add up all the students, the younger students that are in the parade, over 1,200, safety has to factor in.
Correct.
And there definitely is a lot more traffic and business around the school. So having this route has been really appreciated by many people that I've talked to. And I know our staff is excited for it. You know, we just walk out the door
and the students, like, you're there. You're already there.
Yeah. You're right there, ready to go. So believe it or not, we are almost out of time here. We're in a little bit of soup. This has been a phenomenal time with Ms. Rita Mortensen. When I say she's dynamic and everything Verona Area School District, I can't speak more about what she does for the Verona Area School District. And thank you, Reese, for your leadership. We get to have this year and two more years of leadership with you. So
Reese,
we'll be continuing to partner and make sure. You probably got more followers than anybody, so get this podcast. Get this podcast out there.
Post it on the gram.
Yeah, make sure that everybody gets a taste of In the Loop of the Soup. So we'd like to appreciate you for your time today, and we'll close it out with Marcy.
Thank you, Ms. Mortensen and Reese, for joining us today and for your exceptional leadership and enthusiasm that helps make the VASD a national model of excellence grounded in equity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.